The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
That's right, Bruce. You keep playing that. And next we got Radar Love by Golden Earring. I've always wanted to do that. Welcome to the Wedding Tips Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
And I'm Ron Ferris from Booba Productions. It's Tuesday, May 24th, 2011, and this is Volume 1, Chapter 13. And if you've been listening, you know that that's Golden Earring, which is Dan's favorite group, so I kind of surprised him with this Golden. He had no idea that was coming on.
That's right.
And he lit right up, woke right up. He was saying how tired he was, and now he's like wide awake. He's all energized.
And the first person who calls gets a trip to Holland to see Golden Earring in Amsterdam. You just have to pay for your plane tickets, concert tickets, and hotel room, and you get to go to Holland to see Golden Earring. Hey, I was driving in, and I've been meaning to say this over the weeks. I wanted to kind of give an update on it, but I was passing by the Loop. And remember Mount Everest that they had over there?
Mount Loop, yeah.
Mount Loop. I love that. That's the first time I've heard that. Is that what they've been calling it?
Yeah, Mount Loop.
Well, it's now just, you know, like you see the diameter of it, and it's about maybe a foot deep now. So if you still want to go play in some snow here on May 24th, 2011, get a little on the ground there.
I would think that it's probably just a pile of dirt.
You know what? There's actually snow there, and if I was a kid in high school, I'd take my buddies there, and we would have the greatest snowball fight right now.
You would?
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful day. You still get a little snow on the ground. Snowball fight.
It's going to be close to 80 today.
Wow.
It's humid out there already.
So, kids, if you're listening, and I know you're listening to WCCM, you get out there and have that snowball fight.
If you want to call us and tell us about your snowball fight, it's 978-687-8005, and toll-free, it's 877-687-8005. And if you're shy...
Or timid.
You're going to use the timid? Now, I mean,
what do you mean? We've been using that all along.
No, we've been using shy. Then they started with the timid. So I don't want to get into
it. Oh, did I get that from them?
Yes, you did.
Oops.
Yeah, shy.
Well, now that's a first. Yeah.
But if you're shy, you can email us at tips@booba.com. And this is a mixed emotion show because this is probably going to be the last wedding tip show. We're going to put wedding tips into hiatus for a little while. I know. And
so this means you're not going to buy me my iced coffee every Tuesday morning anymore?
No, especially with summer coming. Oh. Can't buy you iced coffee now. Maybe we could get them to sponsor us. And then, and then we could do like, you know, the Bruins. But yeah, we'll be probably putting wedding tips into hiatus. We may be back next week with a more different format. We may be doing tips and things like that, but just not concentrating just on weddings.
Right.
We're here to help people. That's
maybe like changing the battery of a car.
Yeah, we may do that. That's it.
Or poaching an egg.
Or taking a stain out of your shirt. I mean, something. We may do something like that. We're discussing it, and we may just change the format up a bit.
Right.
And I do want to answer a question from last week that we did get on our email. Is what was the difference between a military wedding and a regular wedding?
And what did you come up with?
Planning a military wedding. You'll be happy to hear that they're not all that different from civilian weddings. Many military couples get married in an academy chapel and or have the reception on the base.
Hmm.
But some decide on a wedding with military traditions in their own church and have the reception at a hotel or a restaurant. It is not the location that creates a military wedding. It's the uniform.
Yes, I did a military wedding last summer, and it was pretty impressive. The gentlemen with their swords and, you know, the groom all decked up in his best man and groomsmen. It was pretty neat.
Well, wedding requirements vary depending on rank and military branch, so check with your base protocol officer to find out exactly what you need to do. Check out what we learned about military wedding rules and traditions. If you have specific questions not answered here, call the protocol officer or chaplain's office at the nearest military installation. And they'll give you all the information that you need. But it's
awesome.
Mostly uniform. I mean, and they're very nice looking when everybody's in their fresh uniform.
Yeah, and they're very professional about it. So.
Yeah. All right. So that cleared up that open issue.
You know what? I had someone ask me a question. She is dating a man. They've been dating for about 3 years now. And you know, his daughter is going to be getting married. I guess his wife passed away like 5 years ago. They're probably about my age, you know, mid-40s. And, you know, the girlfriend of the father of the bride, was wondering how she would go about where she would sit in the church, you know. Would she be sitting next to him? You know, because then would she be in front of the mother of the groom and the grandparents? And to my knowledge, I'm pretty sure that, you know, the father of the bride would be sitting in the same pew as his, you know, if his mother or the bride's grandparents, right? And then, of course, the groom's mother and their family would be on the other side. So what do you see about that? Because I'm assuming that she could sit right up there with him, but and then at the reception, just be introduced along with him, walking together with him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's usually what happens, because in the church, it's the groom's family and friends are on one side, the bride's family and friends are on one side, because essentially they're still separate at that point. And then after, when they're married, then that's when you start mingling things together.
Right.
Is what happens. It's almost like now where they have the unity candle, the two families coming together, or the sand, where they're pouring the sand together. So she, usually the procession, any of the grandparents or other people coming in, the ushers usually escort them down the aisle to their seat before the ceremony begins.
Right.
So she could be escorted down to the pew or the bench or the row of seats, wherever she is going to be sitting with the bride's father.
Right.
Because that's who we're talking about, the bride's father. This is his new significant other.
Right.
Okay.
And people have to understand that, though, you know?
Yeah, I mean, unless you're doing something that you're following protocol to the letter, this isn't a royal wedding where they're following protocol to the letter. And even then, I think there were some variations.
Right.
We tell people today, you tell us what you want to do. That's what we do.
Right.
And even the function halls, it's the same thing. If you're having your ceremony at a hotel or a restaurant or a function hall, it's the same thing.
Absolutely.
So she would be sitting there already.
Okay.
And then when the procession starts, it's usually the ring bearer and the flower girl, then the bridesmaids, you know, the maid of honor, and then the bride and her dad. And they're all going up to, and they're going to be standing most
so
of the time.
So she would be sat down probably maybe even after the grandparents or, you know.
They could be next to her, or they could be behind her, depending upon what the seating is.
Right.
So if he's going to be sitting in the front row right there, where he usually does after he gives his daughter to the new groom.
Right.
Or to the groom, I'm sorry. And then he goes to his seat. She would just be there already next to him.
Sure.
Because she's not going to walk down. She's not, unless the bride wants her.
But now, does she climb over the grandparents to get next to them? Or does she sit down, get brought down after the grandparents?
Well, usually they seat you as you arrive.
But like you said, however they want to do it, right? So it's really up to them.
Right. So she could be in the first row in the second seat because the the bride's father's
sure,
going to sit in the first row.
But now if the grandparents are going to be in the first row, maybe she could be waiting in the second pew, and then once they get there, then she can just skip into that front row.
Oh, well, if they have to, or you're saying if she arrives before the grandparents?
Yes. Yeah, if they bring her down the aisle before the grandparents.
Right. They might, or they may just let them wait at the back and then bring them
right,
down.
Right, sure.
I mean, that's something, that's a logistics issue that they
well, now, I play,
try to work
I
out.
Play guitar with her at St. Pat's every Sunday afternoon, and, you know, she could always, like, come down the aisle with her guitar, playing a little, you know, melody.
She could.
And that would be her reason for getting into that front pew.
Well, and then you could be backing her up, too. Giving her some support with your guitar.
I don't know if I'm going to be there. I don't believe, no, I don't see my invitation.
If you were a good friend, you'd be there supporting her. You're giving her the side there to play the guitar, so why don't you support her?
I'd only play if she played. You know, this past week, though, I had a wedding that I videotaped, and it was a friend of mine from work, so there were a bunch of people that I knew, so I ended up videotaping the ceremony, and I had our good friend Daryl Silva videotaping the reception. And that's a whole story in itself. But, you know, after a few drinks, and I don't normally drink at weddings because I'm normally working, but I took advantage of a good situation here. Where was I? I lost track. What was I getting at?
That your good friend Daryl videotaped. I don't know. You said you videotaped the ceremony.
Yeah,
and then
I lost track of what I was saying.
Is this like the hangover? You don't remember anything?
Oh boy!
That happened?
Oh well, yes, that's exactly. I'm glad you said hangover, because the next day I couldn't play at church because I called her up. I said, "Listen, Margaret, I'm really sorry, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it." Now, another guy that we kind of rely on had already said that he wasn't going to be there, so now she was going to end up playing guitar by herself, which I don't think she's ever done. Over there at St. Pat's, you know. I've done it before, and I'm, you know, it's kind of a little nerve-wracking, but I'm confident that I can pull it off, but I'm not sure how confident she is. I know she could do it, but, well, anyway, she ended up finding someone else, but she said, "Don't tell me you're skipping Mass for a hangover."
Huh. Well, did you skip Mass for a hangover?
I was wiped out, Ron. I don't normally drink. I'm not a normal drinker. So, but I took advantage because I was with a lot of friends and stuff, you know. And
bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I missed Mass because I had a hangover. Who's going to give you three
novenas?
You
don't think that I apologize to the Lord?
You're going to have three novenas to do, you know, for your penance. By the way, I just wanted to let you know, you had Daryl do your video. And I'm sure you haven't looked at it yet because...
Yes, I did.
You didn't look close enough because when Daryl videos anything, across the bottom it says a Silver Screen Production. So you're going to give this to somebody and they're going to think it's Daniel's video.
Let me tell you a little bit about what had happened. I thought this was kind of a couple of things. The first one was we did the ceremony. I videotaped the ceremony. And I told him, okay, after the ceremony, I'm going to be handing you the camera, and then you just take over. And I have all the faith in the world with you. Now, you know Daryl likes to eat, right? Do you know he likes to eat?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, well, anyway, we went around, had to go. We were up at Promises to Keep up there in Derry, New Hampshire. And the weather stayed good, so they had a nice outside wedding. And they had this big, these bushes. So for the first set of photographs of the photographer, the pain in the neck who kept getting in the way. Was
the photographer?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. You know, some photographers are really good, but this one just had no clue.
Where was Don Leidick?
He was listening to Color My World. but anyway, okay, so we went on the other side of the bush there. What do you... you got something going on? Oh, here we go. Yeah, I haven't heard this in years. I used to dance to this.
I pulled them all out today for you. I mean,
wow.
This is Color My World. And
Donnie, this one's for you, baby.
It's my wife's, our song, too.
Mine, too. Yeah. This
really?
My wedding song, yes.
Who is it, Chicago?
No, it's Golden Earring.
Oh, why do you have to get cured?
No, Chicago, yes.
Well, anyway,
yes, go ahead.
You can keep it playing if you want. I don't care. So we go on the other side of the bush, and I explain to him, okay, what you do is, like, when she's taking photos of the wedding party and all that, just, you know, get some shots with the video camera because it makes great footage for the video. And he's like, yeah, cool, cool. And I was explaining stuff to him. And then I saw that they set up a table with, like, some appetizers and, you know, some drinks, refreshments. And I said, now, Daryl, don't be shy about going over there and grabbing a thing or two, you know. Don't go nuts, but, you know, you're entitled to some of that stuff, too. He's like, oh, great, great. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go. I have all the faith in the world in you. I took about 10 steps past the food table, turned around, and he was standing in line already for the food.
Well, you and told like, him to go eat.
No, I... Well, anyway, so now here are the two little flower girls. They're playing on the grass, and it was like, see, I'm somebody who, when I see a moment, I know it. He's standing in line very patiently. I'll give him credit there. And I said, Daryl, what are you doing? Look at that. That's a perfect. So he comes over to the flower girls. He lifts up the camera, goes to videotape, and he, you know what he says to me?
What?
If I miss out on the food, I'll be ticked off. Not quite in those words, but I'll be very upset.
You know that you're hungry at that point. You know that.
Yes, yes. You should have very patiently. I'll get to part two with Daryl a little later on in the show if I remember.
If you want to comment, I mean, you can give us a call at 978-687-8005. Toll free, it's 877-687-8005. This is the Wedding Tips Radio Show, and this is, like I said, probably our last show for a while we put the show into hiatus. We're going to put it on the shelf, and unlike, you know, your favorite TV shows that get canceled, we're not going to cancel it at this point. We're not planning to cancel it.
Really?
We plan to be back, but... But
we could be going in hiatus?
Yeah, I mean, the Wedding Tips part could be going into hiatus, and you know, we're... Me and Dan will make a decision today what we're going to do, but we could be back next week with a different format, just a more of a general tips type show.
Right.
Instead of concentrating on just wedding tips. And
I say that the second half of this show, we should practice on that and see how it goes.
Well, we could do that.
Unless you got something, you got a whole stack of papers.
Oh, no, I don't. I just have...
What's this? Let me look at these papers. Give me this stuff.
No, this Hold is the
on.
Usual...
Let me see these papers.
This is the usual...
How to size deal. Yourself for garter belts. what is this one? Leather and lace? What is this?
That's for the honeymoon.
Ah.
There we go. Hey, and we got something here. You know, for our listeners, if you call in, how's this? The first three listeners that call in.
We get prizes?
Yeah, we're going to give you a, you can pick up a lottery ticket here. You have to come to the station to pick it up. But these are Red Sox lottery tickets.
Now, if you don't give them away, can I have one?
Yeah. Well, why don't you pick up the phone and call? But if you call him, I mean, you have to come down to the station and pick him up. But we have some Red Sox lottery tickets, so you could win some prizes. And if you don't win on this ticket, put it in for the second chance drawing, and you could possibly win some great Red Sox paraphernalia. And with that, we're going to take a break. We have some, still have some spots to play, and then we'll be back. You're listening to the Wedding Tips Radio Show.
Want your wedding day to be perfect and unique, a reflection of who you are as individuals and as a couple. You want your honeymoon to be just as unique. At Playtime Vacations, we want to help make sure your honeymoon will be everything you're hoping for and more. Our experienced staff is waiting to hear from you, ready to help create the honeymoon of your dreams. Give us a call at 603-275-2350 or visit us online at www.playtimevacations.net and let's start planning together. Playtime Vacations. Get out and play.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Boopa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.boopa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
All right, Golden Earring, there it is for Dan. Okay, we have a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I'm calling about the scratch tickets.
Oh, come on, Dan.
Oh, is that you?
Dan's calling.
I didn't even know
it was you. I really like Golden Earring, too.
you knew it was me?
I didn't know
it was you. Let me hang up.
I didn't know.
Do I get them?
I didn't know that was
it. Yeah, you know what? Here, there you go. You can have envelope number one. Scratch it and let the caller who didn't call know what they would have won. They could have won nothing, or they could have won something.
You got them in the
my old
business envelope.
Yeah, well, I figured.
Why didn't you should have
recycled,
tastefully scratched that out and put Boopa?
Because why? I put my card inside. Why should I scratch out the?
Oh yes, here we go. It is the Boston Red Sox. Oh, you can win. Let me see here. One of over 26 million in total cash prizes.
Oh, boy.
I just want 10 bucks at this point. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's see.
So while he's scratching, folks, if you want to call us, it's 978-687-8005. Toll free, it's 877-687-8005. You can email us at tips@boopa.com. In this last half hour of a show, we're going to just open this up. We're just going to have some general discussion here. See
he
what
won.
There's $2.
All right. Whoa. See?
He's even.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Come on, Dan. This is.
Oh, boy.
This isn't video,
there's another two.
See? That's
four.
$4, yeah.
Hey, we could buy another show. Oh, there's six.
Wow.
People, call in. We got some winners here.
The number to call is?
What do you got? How many?
There's eight.
Yeah, it's going to be 10. I'll bet it's 10.
$10?
I'll bet you 10
right.
bucks
you're
it's
right.
10.
Yep, you're right.
That's great.
10 smackaroos.
And we just contributed to the cities and towns of Massachusetts.
Oh, I just scratched off that thing that said void if we move.
No. There you go. There's your 10 bucks gone.
Man.
So, what do you think of the Bruins game?
Did you see that save Tim Thomas made
with
in the third? Unbelievable. Now, sometimes you watch a goalie and you say, he doesn't even need that stick. Some of the stuff that they do, that stick was incredible. That was a great.
That's the second time I think he's done that this year.
This year?
Yeah, he did it earlier this year, I believe, with the same thing.
That was incredible. I mean, the puck was past him.
Well, yeah, it was heading into the goal, and he just got the stick there and knocked it back out.
Very impressive.
I think he's been the difference.
He's the best goalie out there right now.
Yeah, I mean,
he's definitely the difference. I mean, yeah, he's part of the team. You can say that. But, I mean, the offense isn't as fast as, like, these other teams.
No. I mean, I'm watching the game, and they scored early, and I'm like, oh, please, no, not again.
Right, right.
Not another one of these,
yeah,
you know, Boston letdowns that, you know.
Right. But can't you taste the champagne? You're starting to taste it.
No.
No?
No.
You want to see them hoist that cup for us.
I don't like to see.
It's getting close, so it's you're starting. I mean, you can believe, because even though they're not as fast as these other teams, they're smart.
Well, the way they said it on one of the newscasts, they're resilient. That they don't give up. They just keep battling,
right.
And which is a good thing. I mean, the last game where they lost, you could see. I think they scored too quick, too early, and they kind of fell.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah, felt that they had this one or whatever,
yeah.
You know.
So,
or maybe they wore themselves out. Who knows?
But I don't like going on saying, "Oh yeah, they're gonna win." You know, because even when they did that, like with the Patriots and stuff, and
right.
they're gonna win. I, you never know. That's why they play the
game. I didn't say they're gonna win. I said, can you kind of taste the champagne, because it is they're right there, almost on the threshold of it.
To taste the champagne,
you can you kind of
you need
know,
five
like,
more wins. How can you be tasting champagne?
Why do you have to be a wise guy?
I'm not being. You're tasting champagne, and they're five wins away.
You know, we're better off talking weddings.
It's
very
now.
Exciting because it's been a long time, and I know how difficult it is. And each team that you go through, it only gets harder because you're not there because you stink, you know. So who are they talking about? Vancouver most likely being the next team, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
They're probably the best in the league.
They were, yeah.
You know, it all depends on who's hot at the moment, you know. And actually, if you get into the finals, they're both hot. So we'll see. We'll see.
And then the Red Sox.
They should be in first place. They'd be in first place right now, all by themselves. They gave everybody, you know, I like saying that they gave all these other teams a head start at the beginning of the year.
And Pedroia may be hurt.
Oh, what did they say about that?
It's day to day.
You know, I mean, he was walking gingerly at first, but by the time he got to the dugout, he looked like he might have shaken it off a bit.
He's not playing today.
It looked like one ankle went one way, then it banged into the other foot, you know.
It was the one he injured before, the surgery.
The one with the screw in it, yeah. Well, so. can't they just, like, hit it with a Phillips screwdriver and replace it?
Yeah, I guess if he was a robot, that's all they would have to do. Maybe he is, and we don't know it.
He's a Pedroia. It's the latest line.
Latest of, model.
Yes.
Okay. If you'd like to join in, folks,
don't give me the Ferris look.
687-8005. Toll free. 877-687-8005. You're listening to Ron Ferris. I'm from Boopa Productions. And
Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Production. And folks, I mean, we know that there are listeners out there. We hear them. Don't be afraid to just call in and win a scratch ticket here. There's nothing wrong with that. Even just to call in and say hello. And that, you know, that you actually like what we do here.
And you won $10, right?
I won $10.
He did. He won $10.
You could be a winner.
Called in.
Call in.
He called in. It's a conflict of interest, but he called in and won $10 on a scratch ticket.
The second person who calls in gets a scratch ticket that I won the $10 on. How's that?
And their own ticket. How's that?
And their own ticket.
Okay.
But that would have to be the second caller?
No, well, it's good. Yeah, because you were the first caller.
There you go. And that would be at, give us the phone number again,
978-687-8005. This is a $10 guarantee.
Call toll free at 1-877-687-8005. And if you're calling from Arizona, Ronnie, will you be sending that?
Cannot mail lottery tickets. You have to come to the station to pick up the ticket. Sorry.
Well, why don't you call and say hello?
Call and say hello. Well, they could call and say hello, but they can't unless they're going to spend $600 on plane fare to come to Methuen to pick up a ticket.
Well, you know what? You could call in and say, I'd like to give my ticket to Bruce or give my ticket to Wendy at the door who lets us in every week.
Well.
Yeah. Or Lou.
She's not going to let us in anymore now.
You know what? I bet those two guys that are before us, the ones who keep stealing our lines, are out there waiting to steal our scratch tickets.
Yeah. George and Jamie.
George and Jamie. And then we'll be talking about them on AM Live, right?
Yes.
Yes. That's on. You're listening to us, by the way. This is 11:10 a.m. WCCM. And the other thing I wanted to mention, Dan, I mean, because it's been happening more and more, and we've talked about this. In fact, I called into Daryl's show 1 week about it.
Oh, Daryl. Remind me. I have another part to tell you about Daryl. Oh. But go ahead. Well, no, I'm no. You
about the driving habits of people in the local area, I guess, is...
Oh, I'm very familiar with it. I've driven with you several times.
Well, you know I love people who don't use their directional.
Oh.
And people who approach an intersection at 30, 40 miles an hour and just about ready to come out and hit you, and then they decide they're going to stop only because you're right in front of them.
Right.
And changing lanes without directionals.
I love the ones who, if you're a driver going the speed limit, as I always do.
Oh, I know.
And they, you know, you might have just turned the corner and they come right behind you and have to get like right on top of you. What is that going to get them? Especially if there's traffic in front of you.
Well, you're one of those who creeps in the lane, I take it.
I think we have a phone call.
Oh, go ahead. Yes, caller. Go right ahead.
Well, gee, I was going to ask you guys, do cars come with directionals? Because the way most idiots drive on the roads, you think they don't have any directionals in their cars.
Well, the problem is, see, they're on their cell phone, yep. So they can't take their hand and do a little click with the directional because they would have to move the cell phone away from their ear.
Right. Well, right. Didn't you know that the cars now come with mental telepathy?
Oh, okay.
And there's also another term for it, laziness.
Oh.
Yes, it's unbelievable that nobody uses directionals. And the one thing, and there's a duck, I believe it's, no, it's a McDonald's commercial when they're talking about the coffee and the guy goes, you know, using a turn signal and go sign of weakness.
Yeah.
You
that's
know?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Newman's brand of coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was Dunkin' Donuts, and they said that's a sign of weakness if you use your directional in New England, I guess.
Oh, please. I mean, hey, I go to school down in Woburn, Mass, okay? I travel 93 and 495 and 93.
What school?
American Career Institute down in Woburn.
Okay.
Down near Cummins Park.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, right off of Washington Street.
ACI,
and you ought to see the idiots that I put up with going down the highway.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they just switch lanes without even putting the directional on.
Oh.
And, I mean, they can go from a high-speed lane all the way over to the first lane to make their cut off without even using a directional.
Yeah, well, see, because you're supposed to stop for them. That's the whole mentality around here.
Oh, okay.
And then the rare person who does use a directional, they turn the directional, or they stop moving, then turn the directional, and you're supposed to stop because they put a directional on. They don't look. They just figure, oh, I put the directional, that opens up a hole.
Well, you know who the worst offenders are here in the city of Haverhill? Oh. The cops.
You know,
that's a proven fact, okay, because my wife got stopped one time before we got married. She was telling me this story, that she came to a full intersection, and she had her right directional on to make the turn, and this cop cut her right off, okay, without using the directional, and yet cited her for making an unsafe turn.
Wow.
And didn't you think that girl opened her mouth up so bad to the cop, she says to him, get your driver's ed manual out and take a good look at what it says about directionals and what you're supposed to be doing. Ooh. Don't think the cop didn't start using the directional after that when he saw her.
Well, it's an ongoing problem around here. Nobody uses the directionals. And
like I say, it's mental telepathy. That's what the wife always says, and laziness.
Well, and the other one, especially if you're on the highway, you must see this all the time, there's the yield sign. When they're entering, they never yield.
No, they look at you like you're crazy.
Slow down.
Yeah, that's right.
They think it says merge.
They're all Hispanic and think it means andale, andale.
I
don't mean to be, is derogatory the right word here? I don't mean to
no.
pick. No, I'm just. It's like they don't understand what the meaning of yield is, and I don't. You know, was that awful? Should I just leave now?
Yield. Do you know what yield means?
Yes, I do. Give up the right of way.
Yeah, so it means you may have to stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, but they don't want to stop.
No, they don't. They don't.
And I have. I hate to say this. I was going with the Bruins in six, but I now got a feeling that they want to bring it back to Boston.
Ooh.
Well, let's hope that's not the case because that's pretty risky.
Mm.
Well,
yeah,
you know, they got
to.
I'll tell you right now, they got. You know, granted, they won it last night, but if they when they go back to Tampa, if they play the way they did Saturday down in Tampa again and blow a lead, then it will go seven.
Yeah, well, hey, did you call for the lottery ticket?
Yeah, why not?
All right, well, listen, I'm going to also give you that one where I won the $10 off of, and we're going to throw the, oh, look at, he's got envelope number two.
Wow.
So there'll be a scratch ticket there, and how does he pick those up?
Comes here to the station, right, Bruce?
Yeah, come between 9 and 4 any day, see Wendy down at the desk.
Caller, what's your first name?
It's Bill.
Bill, I had this.
Me.
Yeah, that's Billy.
Ah, okay, listen, I had this crazy idea that.
Also known, and Bob Brucey doesn't like me talking about it that much, also known as Mr. Yankee Homecoming
that's
from the report.
Okay, well, to cool things off, before we get to that Yankee Homecoming, I'm thinking we should try to get up 20 people to get over to the Mount Loop and have a snowball fight today.
Count me out because I got school today.
Okay.
Good luck at school.
Okay, guys.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye bye.
Hey, we got our earlier counterparts. Look at that.
Yeah.
They're where I usually sit when their show's going.
Looking pretty timid, aren't they?
Yeah.
You think they look shy?
No. We should have them come in.
Oh, they could talk to us from there if they want.
Oh, can they?
I don't know. You know how to work that mic in there? You got to flick the switch on. Flick the switch on there. See, go ahead. No, you're not on yet. No.
You can yield anytime.
Oh, there he is.
That's it. Yeah.
I can't hear him.
Yeah, we hear you.
You gotta,
he can't hear us.
Oh, right.
Respect. Yeah, you can hear us if you shut your
mic
off.
You should look at them. They look like a couple of confused Einsteins, yes.
You better come in here. Forget that, will you?
They don't even hear you, Bruce.
Hello? Yeah, forget that. Come in here. No, forget it. High tech in there. Yeah.
Dan.
Yes.
You have another Darryl story.
Yes, I do. Well, anyway, they did the cake, and Daryl did his videotaping and all that. And I'll admit, he did a pretty good job. I put all the video onto the computer. And me being the perfectionist that I am, anybody could have done it, even, like, one of the best guys in the business. And I would have, like, critiqued, you know, and said, well, that's not how I would have done it. So I'm not here to pick on his work because, all in all, he did pretty decent. And I know that I can put out a good video with what he did. But not to digress, they did the cake, and they start pulling it away, and he comes up to me, and he's like, boy, I'd really like a piece of that cake, right? And I'm like, well, I'm sure you're going to get one. He's like, well, if I don't, I'm going to come and take yours. And I'm like, Daryl, I'm sure they're going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. I went off and danced with a wife for a few minutes, and they were passing out the cake. It was cake and ice cream, and it was a very good cake, too. But so we're dancing, and then we go over to the table, and sitting in my seat, eating cake and ice cream is Daryl. And I'm thinking to myself, he's eating my cake and ice cream. And I start with a, are you kidding me? And he's like sitting there looking like he is in heaven, eating that cake. And I'm,
let me ask
and it turned out my cake was next to his. But I thought he was really sitting there eating my cake. I was laughing the rest of the night.
Wasn't he working for you?
Yes, he was.
Don't you take care of your workers?
No, because that's what the function place is supposed to do.
No.
I took care of him out of the wallet, okay?
And
he wants cake, too?
He wants his cake and eat it, too, right?
Oh, he ate it all right.
Now, wait a minute now. In your contract, you don't have the stipulation that you get fed?
Contract?
Oh, you didn't have a contract.
No, I'm kidding. No. I normally, yeah, of course, you always get fed.
I know photographers.
He was kind of upset, too. So you know how it is with the photographers, DJs, videographers, that they pretty much get us in and out real quick. I think he thought he was going to sit down to a full-course meal or something. So, he came out, and I said, "Did you eat that?" He's like, "Yeah, but they kind of had to get us out of there because they had to cut the freaking cake."
Well, now see, he's new to doing the wedding. He thinks it's like when he's doing a movie, he can strive for perfection by doing a number of takes. This
right.
is a one take deal.
Yes.
When you're doing a wedding,
yes.
Okay. So you need to explain that to...
No, I'm not picking on... Again, were there some shots that could have been done better? Yes. Did he do a good job? Absolutely. Am I disappointed? Not at all.
I know, but you just...
Will I have him do it again? I'm going to have to bargain the price with him or something. No, he did all right, and I'd use him again. I'd probably talk fine-tuning some of the stuff so that he kind of sees my vision a little more and... But he was tired by the end of the night, I'll tell you. He was sitting on the couch out in the lobby. His feet were off, and he's like, "Oh, can we go home now?"
So so you would critique him and give him some instruction, much like he did when you were doing your part in the movie.
Yes.
And he had to critique you.
Yeah, absolutely. But he really, he didn't. They call me One Take Dan. Just like my weddings. I think that scene from the Boys movie, they did it in two takes only because they wanted two different camera angles. But I
right.
pretty
well,
much
yeah, you have to do two different things.
Nailed
right.
it pretty good.
So you're One Take Dan?
Yeah.
I thought you were Quick Shot Dan.
No. Whatever you want to call me,
okay.
Ronnie. I mean, okay.
That's fine. I didn't know you were One Take. I thought
not like you. They dragged you across the lawn like what, 15 times
yeah,
to get it right?
That was for comedy.
That was great.
Oh, you were there. That's right.
I took a picture with the phone that I had at the time. I think I emailed it to myself so I'd never lose it. If I find it, I'll send it to you. You look like a dead man lying on the ground.
Then I acted. Then I did my part.
Yes, you did.
I was supposed to be dead or near dead, anyways. But then I ended up dead. And then I'm back.
And you're back. Yeah. Like kind of like John Locke on Lost.
Yeah. There you go. Still. Did you finish the last?
I've got maybe 8 episodes left in the final season.
Yeah,
watching it on Netflix. There's a plug.
That's like all my favorite shows got canceled.
Yep. You know, really, Smallville,
Detroit 187, No Ordinary Family. It's like all these shows that I was watching, and they leave you hanging at the end, and now they cancel them, so you don't know what happens.
Don't tell me about Lost, because I've heard a lot of people say you'll be a little disappointed, but I don't care. I've thought it was a great show, and I'm kind of glad I didn't watch it when it was really on, but now that I have the Netflix.
So you don't want to know about the dinosaur?
Yeah, I want these guys to come in here. What up? No, come on, be quiet, the dinosaur.
The dinosaur.
The cloud?
Yeah, well, that's what Regis Philbin used to say all the time, that it was a dinosaur.
Oh, here.
George is here.
George, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You guys doing well?
Yeah, nice to have you on the show.
So Lost was great. It ended with...
don't say nothing. But I just... Why... week to week, we come out with new lines and stuff, and you guys just steal them from us.
I don't steal anything.
Did you really?
That's
were
Jamie.
You really saying? Are you shy?
That's Jamie. I don't steal.
Is it Jamie?
Stuff. I don't steal things.
Oh, Ron. Now you know.
I just sit there laughing.
Wait a minute. Hold on, folks. You got to picture this. Ron's always talking tough about this. Wait till I see those guys. Wait till I get them. I'm gonna tear them apart and they're stealing my lines. I'm gonna find out who did this.
One of these days.
Now he's in here. And you're shrunk in
your
seat.
But it's not him.
Ah.
It's the one who's hiding from
you. It's the guy with the Bruin shirt.
Ooh. Yeah, no. You know what? Maybe I should back off this right now. Wear a Bruin shirt. You don't want to mess around with someone like that.
If you're shy.
Or timid.
Well, timid was one today.
I took that today, yes.
Timid was today, yes.
Hey, let me ask you something. Were you the two guys who go over to Latitude?
Yes.
Are you still doing that?
We are still doing that, actually. We just re-upped our membership.
Now, what are you guys in, some sort of competition there or something?
We did. We were in one.
Like a weight loss
type
thing?
Yeah, we raised money for the Methuen Senior Center.
How'd that go?
It went well. We got over like $1,500 in donations and stuff. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so we did well with that.
That's awesome.
So we'll probably try and figure out something else to do with another charity. Keep going.
Yeah, because, I mean, I didn't know you guys... before coming here, but I remember seeing, like, didn't they have, like, a drawing of you guys or a
yes,
picture?
Yes.
Or both, a picture and
pretty,
a drawing
pretty
or something?
Scary, pretty scary.
And
life size?
Then I remember seeing them there. And
was it a fat head?
Oh, those are those guys.
You know what the fat heads are? Those big life-size murals you can stick on the wall?
Are you insinuating something to this guy?
No, that's what
he's
they're
trying
called.
Hard, but
they're called fat heads. Didn't you? You've been watching the hockey games. You didn't.
You never heard of you never heard of a fat head?
I have.
Oh,
I
okay.
Have.
And by the way, John Locke is one of my favorite characters of all time on TV.
Really? You like him?
Well, what else was he on? Now, Tombstone was on the other day, and he was the mayor on Tombstone, and I didn't realize it. I never paid attention to the mayor, and I've seen Tombstone like 20 times.
What a great movie, huh?
Yeah, I've seen it like 20 times, thought it was great. Because Val Kilmer, Kurt Russell, and the whole cast. And then it was on, and there's the mayor, and it's John Locke. I'm like, no kidding.
So who was the guy that was in charge of the others? What was
Ben.
Ben, he's on a series next fall.
Aren't they? I think that's the two of them working on something together, wasn't it? Weren't they working on a project together they were trying to pitch?
Yeah,
well,
there's a, cool too.
I saw one of the things for the fall previews, and he's one of the, looks like a regular character on I think it's a sci-fi type thing.
Now, what's John Locke's real name?
Oh,
do you know?
I don't remember.
What else has he been on? Have you seen him in any movies? I mean, that's the only thing.
That's the first time that he really jumped out at me as an actor.
Yes, same here. My wife was watching something on, I don't know if it was Lifetime or one of those female, and he looked like John Locke. He had the bald head and all that, but he was playing a different character, of course. But then other than that, he was in Tombstone.
Yeah.
And for him to be in Tombstone, he must have some sort of background.
Or it was just they wanted a mayor.
A mayor-looking guy.
And he just got picked.
Maybe that could be. That
was his big break.
Yeah, you know, you could be right. Going to have to look that one up.
And that's how he got on Lost.
But now he's found.
Yeah, but
I found him on Tombstone.
He left Tombstone and got lost. And now he's...
And he's not even John Locke in the sixth season. Can I say that? Is anybody? Oh, listen, folks. If you're watching on Netflix,
I don't think, I don't think you have to worry about too many...
Spoiler alerts.
I think you have to worry about that. You're a little bit behind.
I'm behind with all. My next show after that is Sons of Anarchy. Had never seen it, but it's in my queue.
What about 24?
Oh. Never seen it.
You've never seen 24?
No, I don't have time.
That will be
my TV. Like when the Red Sox are on, that's all my TV time right there.
Now, see, me and my wife did not watch 24 at the beginning. Then, just like you, we started getting the Netflix.
Yeah.
We used to get we couldn't wait for the next night to watch like two or three more episodes.
Yeah, right.
In fact, I think that's the best way to watch it.
I didn't even watch. It became a thing where I would watch it with my mother, and we would watch it together. And what we would do is we'd wait a few weeks and DVR them, and then just watch. Because you couldn't sit and watch one episode and think, oh, I have to wait until next week.
Yeah, right.
Right, right.
You have to watch. Yeah, I could sit there and watch the whole season of that.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have Netflix?
Yes.
Do you get the streaming?
Yes.
They get Dark Shadows on there. The first, like, from when Barnabas comes on, like, the first 80 episodes.
Dark Shadows. Was I even born?
No, you look too young.
Oh, okay. Good.
No.
But no, they make it. See, I'm wearing 18. He didn't know who Randy Vataha was.
Who?
Who? Who? See? Who? Who? Who are you?
Is that like Mosey Tatupu?
Mosey yes. Tatupu. Another one of my favorite plays, yeah.
So, anyway. But, yeah, so... What's the plan with us now, Ron? Are we back next week? What do you think?
I don't know. We'll have a discussion.
So we might not be here. So it's great meeting you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we'll be. You could call into this.
Are you planning any Lost theme weddings? Has anyone called you about a Lost theme?
That would be great.
That'd be kind of fun.
What the heck would be the theme?
I don't know.
What are you going to have tents and a French woman come out with a gun? And
people start shooting at them during the wedding?
Yeah, smoke. Smoke and...
You could easily do the black smoke thing.
Yeah.
You know, every character on that show is great.
Yeah.
Every one of them. Even, like, Ben's daughter. I fell in love with her. And Kate?
Yeah.
And who was you know who I really liked? The whiny blonde girl who was in the first two seasons.
Oh, yeah.
She had a
brother and the sister.
And it turned out in real life, I believe she got pulled over for a DWI or a DUI
like
over
that.
There in Hawaii, and I guess they threw her off the show because of that.
Yeah, Shannon. Yeah. And then the one Elaine Mitchell played, was it Elaine or...
Was that the cop?
No, she was part of the others who came in. They brought her into... for the pregnancy of all the
oh,
people.
Oh, the doctor.
Yeah, she was on V, which they canceled. Ah. Another show I used to watch.
Oh. And what about this guy, Sawyer?
I've never seen him before.
Never either. Seen him.
He's a great actor.
He would have been a great Strider in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. He could have been, yeah. Because he's got that look about him, that rough look.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in the same boat as you are.
What's that?
Every show I seem to start liking, they
gets canceled. Yeah.
Like Eli Stone. I love that show. I absolutely love that show.
I wish I had time for TV like you guys do. Yeah. Look, you get that.
No, it's called a DVR. I DVR everything I
DVR
like,
too.
You know?
Well, let us know a show that you like, Dan, so we won't watch it because... don't watch anything we watch because then it'll get canceled.
Well, I plan on... what was that show? The Dick Van Dyke show that's available? I'm going to do a little catching up with that.
I'm surprised they didn't cancel Hawaii 5-0. You know, I mean, that was another
seen
show
it.
That's doing
haven't
well.
Haven't seen it. Smallville finished up. That was a great finale for that.
It was?
My son and I have been watching it since year number one. He was 10 years old when it started.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Now it's big.
Clark Kent's kind of been like his big brother.
So okay. Now it's like Bigville.
Bigville.
Yeah, well, Smallville, now they've grown up, so it must be Bigville. No? I'm sorry.
You'd think I'd get it after all these years.
You think you would? I wish I had... Just before, I wish I had a yogurt cup with a spoon right now.
Oh, that would be the classy way to end it. Can you end it with Radar Love there?
No. We got a last song. No. Thank you for coming in.
Well, you realize why they brought me in here, Bruce, right? Because they needed a beautiful guest.
Hey. Look at he's trying to steal the scratch tickets.
No.
Yes, he is. Look at he's putting them in his pocket.
Okay, we're going to leave. And this is... This is the way we're going to leave. We're going to, we're just like we would.
Good night, sweetheart. Ronnie, it's been great.
We may be here. We'll see.
We might have like a dance for some donations to help us get through. You want me to be quiet?
No, go right ahead.
We're thinking of something. We're trying to think up something to pull up some funds so that we can stay on the radio. It's not easy because we're not good fun getters. But it has been great. And if you need any video done, call call Daniel's Video Productions at 978-590-4273.
And booper.com, you'll get all our information right there. It's been great, folks.
Bruce,
maybe
thanks
next
for all your
week.
Time.
Maybe.
Yes. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.